All right, so we are back again, and that's our second topic. We just finished with the first topic, and we are doing our second topics for the day. And then the second topics that we are going to look at currently, I think our major labels in Ghana, I don't know, but they are losing their artists like something anyway. Rumors anyway, for Linked, I think it's rumors. We are not really sure if it is true. The likes of Kwame and Kiddy and all that, if they've left, I don't know. Maybe my boss will confirm to that. But we are moving straight to Highly Spiritual. Seriously, a lot of people are going. I remember there was a Kobna Kona show. We had a discussion with Dr. Drew, and we were trying to like find out. He got angry anyway. He said, "Oh, it's rumor," but he's no more there anymore. Creamy is gone. And then the latest is the man on the phone. When I heard that guy too is gone, me, I was like, oh, okay, it's becoming a non, or it's becoming, or probably they think that at this point they want to move on. But I'm not sure that last minute is somebody who has gotten to certain peak that would want to just leave a label just like that. Okay, rumors again. We've heard of 50-50, whatever it is that he wants Kewa to, you know, share with him and all that. So basically the contract has to be reviewed, and he wants 50 out of everything that he comes out with. Maybe you have to confirm that one too for us if it is true. You've heard some of these stories. As an industry person, when you sit back and then you hear how they are living like that, how do you take it?
Well, let me start with the rumors first.
Yeah.
So in terms of Links, Kwame and Kiddy are still with Links.
Yeah, still there, okay.
I think the people who have left are, let's say, the managers. Echo, Albert, which is brother.
Yeah.
And then Vivian left last year. So Vivian and Echo are now with Highly Spiritual. And in the sense of Mr. Drew last
minute.
Yeah. Oh, so Kewa has officially stated that they are no longer on the label. He has signed new batch of artists that he's been grooming some from last year, but officially he has now announced his next list of artists. Well, for me, in terms of artists going, it's normal in the sense that if contract ends and there's no agreement to renew, I don't have an issue with that. Usually what I have an issue with is when you sign a contract and you don't follow up the contract.
And then you want to leave.
Yeah, that is where it becomes dicey for me. Because you sat down and signed the contract. So if you do the crime, you have to save the time.
Yeah.
So because most of the times when they sign a contract, within a year or two, they blow up and then they wonder why I'm not making this money. Forgetting that if they didn't blow up in that
same environment.
So I've seen they didn't blow up in that 5 years. It is lost to the investor.
Label.
So it's always it's always a gamble.
Okay.
So for that reason, I don't really mess with that.
Okay.
But in terms of his contract has ended and they move on, if they don't agree.
Okay.
And now they don't agree, it's normal. It's nothing that you have to take personal. It's just contract that has ended, because artists move. All the time. It's not peculiar to just Ghana or Africa. It's just that Ghana is usually this guy hit now, they want left in people. That's where the issue is. The way the court system usually be tedious, so we don't go through with it.
Yeah. And we leave it like that.
But people live in there, so even in the contract there's a clause on how to leave. So there's always a clause on how to end stuff for both parties.
It's just that people don't know that they can easily move like that when it comes to contracts.
Once you fulfill whatever is in the contract,
then you don't have any problem.
Some can be paid a specific amount of money. If you pay, you are free. And then nothing giddy here. Or you lose something. That's how it works.
With this same rumors again, the 50-50, that is what we've heard that the guy is demanding. And looking at a label who is also investing, I don't think he would agree to that.
Well, first things first, I also heard the 50-50. In fact, I initially commented without talking to anybody.
Oh, okay.
But then I realized after talking to a few people that it wasn't 50-50 in any sense. But I wonder why people are shocked an artist can demand 50-50.
But to me, I think if really the investor putting his everything into it to make sure that you get this out there, you get that out there.
Yeah.
I know maybe with sales and those things, it might go well. The person might have his money back.
Mm.
But 50-50, I find it a bit, you know.
50-50 is not... It's not new.
Do we have people like who go on agreements with
depending on how depending on how big you are?
Okay.
Like I think there's one dynamics we need to teach people when it comes to to the music.
Okay.
I think people assume any money that comes is 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wrong assumption. So as a label, I invest let's say 100,000 CDs into you. I have to recoup the 100,000 before we share any profit.
Okay.
That's what people don't realize.
Mm.
And I think most labels don't even understand, so they usually go straight to their point. But the issue is, I invest 100,000.
Okay.
I recoup my 100,000. So what we split is the money that comes after.
So the more or less like the profit we share.
It's the profit we share.
Okay.
So in most international settings, the label usually pays the artist an advance.
Okay.
And the advance is usually for recording, clothing, feel good, vibe, chilling.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the record is sold. So once it's sold, the label has to recoup every single cent that they've invested in it. Once they get their money, then we share profit.
Okay.
So till I recoup my money, you're not sharing. So it's more like an advance loan. And there's profit on the money I'm putting. Mm-hmm. So I've put in this amount of money too. So if it comes, that means the profit will come. I won't be 70, I won't be 30, or I won't be 80, I won't be 10. That's how it works.
Okay.
So when people say 50-50, I laugh at them because the whole thing is, the person will get the money back.
Mm.
If they have money day back, then they split down 50-50. It is not the investment money. Because once, maybe you understand. So we have artists who command it. Because if I'm an artist and I know I can give you 20 billion, if you guys say I'll come take 10%. No, I won't take 10%.
And let's go all out.
Because if I go on my own, I know I can get the money. You get it?
Yeah.
But the issue is maybe you reduce a burden on me, maybe my distribution,
yeah,
collection, maybe stress and one or two things. That's why I want to sign with you. But if I know my value and you believe that my value is worth what I want to, you can even do 60-40. Give me 60-40. You get me?
It will happen.
It will happen because we not be greedy people.
Okay.
And I think that's what most major labels do, especially when the artist grows and becomes bigger.
Yeah.
Because once you are big, if you leave me, I'm getting zero.
Yeah.
But if I can get 20% from you, why won't I take it? It is better than the zero.
Mm.
You get it?
Yeah. So at that point, you can make your demands. Yes.
So it's all at the end of the day, who has the upper hand?
Mm.
The issue here is probably Lasmid is a new artist.
Yeah, that I was about coming to that at this point.
Yes, Lasmid is a new artist. He's new. He's not like established like that. He's not there yet.
Mm.
He's not
a bigger artist.
No, he's not there yet. He's growing.
Mm.
He has an amazing catalog, which will be, he has an amazing talent and he will grow. But he hasn't gotten to the point where he commands 50-50.
Mm.
That is the thing.
Mm.
But then we have artists. Like if you want to go into contract with Sarkodie, do you think Sarko will take 10%?
No,
The problem is you want a bigger chance. Because on his own, he has been able to achieve a lot.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, Chateauale signing with Xylophone. I don't even think it was 50-50. That deal that they did 1 year, 2 years, and he ended, and man got him big money, son getting him.
It was more than 50.
You understand me? Because at the end of the day, you have the upper hand. So whoever has the upper hand has the bigger chunk of the person.
Okay.
But like I said, after speaking to people, it wasn't about the 50-50. Okay. It wasn't about percentage.
Okay.
So ideally, I think the artist grew. He grew at a rapid rate.
Mm.
He probably saw the finances coming in and he felt he needed a bigger chunk or he needed more than what he was getting.
Okay.
So from my sources, he asked for a review. And in the review, it wasn't just about percentages. Mm-hmm. It was also about the ability to have his own YouTube channel. You know, in recent times, as a label, usually they put the songs under the label. Yes, and even I think when Kiddy and Kwame Eugene renewed their contracts with Links, they fought for the ability to have their own
channels. Okay.
So if you realize Kiddy has his own channel, Kwame Eugene has his own channel. You see, that's why I say if you have the upper hand, you go get something. You get it. So basically, stuff like this are the reason why they couldn't align.
Oh, okay.
And I think there was some rebelliousness somewhere. You get, usually if you don't get your way, then rebelliousness somewhere. Then they decided to split.
Okay.
But I don't know the person who formulated the 50-50. Neither do I know the person who is trying to. But it makes it feel like someone is out there to get last minute.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like, because if everything comes out in public, you might be surprised that both parties might not go free. They might all tarnish images in each other way.
I don't know. They've not also released anything out yet.
Yes. It was just KY's one. KY saying he'll talk about it. Yeah. And even the way KY even spoke about it made it feel like there was something.
There's some issues behind that we don't even know.
But even that one, it gives sense of hope that, oh, it wasn't anything giddy-giddy. Because if you remember KY and Yaobek, KY did not even want to talk about Yaobek.
Yeah.
That one, I said, go.
I should tonight be somewhere.
Enter profit. Enter. You get me. But at least this one. So you see, and it's normal for any human institution. Yeah. I mean, affecting the label, so I understand how it is with managing egos, managing artists. And especially if money is coming in, because they understand, you know, people, they change. But I believe they've amicably settled their differences. Mm. And that's the beauty about it.
Now, my concern is also he being, that is his first label and all that, and he was growing, as we were saying. What is the way forward for him? One, and is it at a point now he can handle his own affairs and be able to push it just like he was under that label?
Okay. So another source I spoke to also mentioned that some investor be also there somewhere, be like that.
They pull out.
Another investor be there inside. That boy my source.
Oh, okay.
If my source, they lied, now they lied.
Yeah.
The source say some investor be today.
Okay.
You get them. So it's like the whole bro had to send the investor today.
Yeah, go on this way if you know where come.
So I think he has, there's a team.
Oh, okay.
Probably going. But the issue is, what we can't quantify, what we can't determine is if the passion the new team has would be able to push him.
Yeah.
Unless we see the works and see his trajectory, then we can finally say, oh, they even elevated his career. Mm. They dimmed his light. Mm. That's when we are going to understand. But the fact is, I know that you get people. But in case the source they lie, what he needs to do is get a team that understands the job and also passionate about his brand.
Okay.
The only way you are going to grow is if the person loves your brand. If the person, you know, if somebody loves something, we know how then they take them and how to put it. So if you have people like that in your team, because he's amazing, and currently he's on one of the biggest songs trending in the country right now by Jezino Bata, by featuring Lastmid, and even Lastmid's hook is what he's even making around. So Lastmid's amazing talent. It's just a VGMA performance, but even that one stuff. They say it'd be technical issues. So I'm hoping
people are judging him.
But I'm hoping, I've judged him on that. So I'm hoping to see another performance for him to reconvince me and bring my heart back.
That it wasn't technical.
Yes. That it was technical, it wasn't him. Otherwise.
Oh gosh.
You get me.
Yeah.
But that's basically it.
Mm.
As an industry, we need to understand. If an artist leaves a label, it's not a time.
Okay.
It's all dependent on the circumstances. Mm. The person, if the person leaves after that, like I think Mr. Drew also had the similar. So, I think Mr. Drew also couldn't meet at the point.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, it's nobody's dream to leave a label that works their heart out for them. Clearly to record, promote.
Is it that since they were with them, they also feel like, okay, we are not getting what we're supposed to get now. We need to sit and talk and then review. If it doesn't work, then I move.
They've
seen money coming in.
No, that's basically it. If there's no money coming in, do an audit. Show the artist what came, what did not come. respect the artist. I think we need to have that those conversations where the labels are accountable to the artist, so that everybody knows them. Was the question is how do I know how much you spent in so far? You need to have a ledger, have everything you spent, and I know that you are recouping this money. Then how many money come in? Which one pay off my debt? And which one with the shit? And some labels also need to understand that it is not always that the label needs to have 70% or 30%. That's what I'm saying. 100% of nothing. It's nothing. So if the artist will still be there, you'll be able to even get your 20%. It's better than better than trying to play hardball and lose the artist who has so much potential. You get it? It'd be simple as maybe what you go do, you go reduce your investment into the artist. Maybe I will give this amount to reduce your investment.
Yeah, because now the percentage for both of us has increased. So let me just drop a few things.
It'll be simple, but I will still do this and this and give them at 20%. Plus the thing too, the money you take with this, you get them back, then you will share profit. Maybe unless highly spiritual does direct, which is if money comes in, they split per day. But in an ideal level situation, recoup your money. Then once you recoup the money for the production, for the videos, for the promotion, every single aspect, recoup them. Then after you can split the rest of the money. You know, before that Christmas.
You know, before that Christmas. Bro, your last words concerning our two topics so we can end.
Oh, yeah. So as a new artist, you should always have a lawyer to go through your contracts. Plus, if you sign, like I say, if you do the crime, do the time, do the duration. There's no, don't fool nobody is cheating. It's business. Business is two ways. Either you are cheating the label or the label is cheating. There's nothing like fair grounds. Business is sanity. So if you go and sign anything and you come and complain when the contract has not ended, we no go mind you. Just do your contract. When it ends, you are in a better position to renegotiate a better deal, or you can move on. You do understand me? So if an artist out there, plus also get people to, people who understand the work, the job, let them be around you, consult them. And like I think I mentioned in the previous episode, if you're a music executive out there, you want to be a music executive, or you want to work around the music, and you want to understand how it is, you have to be part of the Music Business Academy for Africa. You get me? If I just link up at my Twitter, at NYB_LIB, or Muse Africa, it's just 4,500 Ghana cedis for the whole 9 months to 12 months course. And we are talking about from the laws to publishing, to the music, to tours, and even we are going to have practical sessions. Charlie, there can be plenty of talent sessions where we have like, you do like a label, you work like a label setting, trying to understand the gigs. Networking, getting people who are in different countries, that's now you can talk to, have an interesting combo of vibe with. Okay. So it'd be very in-depth course. In fact, this is the most in-depth music business course in Africa. So you guys should just sign up. Just go on social media, hit us up. Live news, safe, live news. I tell Zola. Zola for sign, Bright for either Zola himself go sign on.
We go start. It's very important. Seriously, because if really you want to do music and you want to sustain yourself in this industry, then you have to obviously learn.
And that's what the Nigeria people they take with you.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine, like, especially now, we are going to have more influx of different music distribution platforms coming to the country. We already have the likes of 1RPM, we have Boomplay, we have people setting up. And when they set up, they definitely need qualified people to do it. And if, as Ghanaians, we do not work to get that qualification or have that knowledge, that post always go to foreigners. As we've seen in 1 or 2 DSPs in Ghana. Some their heads are Nigerians now. So we need, as an industry, to get educated, have that knowledge, and be able to fill those positions. Because if we are there, that is when we can help our artists go on the next level. But if we leave it for the
they'll
push their own people. So we need to get this knowledge, get this education, and take over this industry.
All right. So that is my man, NYB, definitely. When it comes to digital music, whatever, they will give you all the filler and all that. And try to enroll and get, if you're an artist, please get someone. take the person there, pay for the fees.
Simple.
The person learns.
I like that.
And come back to you. Come back to help you with everything. It's been an amazing discussion. And I did this with my amazing team. Polly is in the building, my social media. My cameraman, James, is also here behind the cameras. So whenever I mention his name, I'm laughing. He knows why I'm laughing. And then my producer, Bright, is also missing somewhere. And then executive producer, Zula. It's been an amazing time. My name is KCJ. We'll be back some other time.